with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.
I'm trying to recover the language as it occurs in my heart, in my ear.
That's the voice of writer-editor Gordon Lish. There have been a number of significant happenings for Lish recently. He was hospitalized with a debilitating case of the skin disease called psoriasis. The literary magazine he edits called The Quarterly turned 1 year old. And he's out with a book of short stories, Mourner at the Door. Gordon Lish, longtime editor at Knopf, believes that language is used to keep the world at bay.
I'm a fellow who grew up in a family where cliché was the usual means of communication. My mother, at whose knee I learned my language, was given to repetition.
In a story in Mourner at the Door, Lish writes, "I wanted to be amazing. I wanted to be so amazing. I had already been amazing up to a certain point, but I was tired of being at that point. I wanted to go past that point. I wanted to be more amazing than I had been up to that point." Couldn't Gordon Lish have written that part of the story in a single sentence?
No, you can't, because you see, Don, my aim is to enclose the reader with the effect of the speech. My intention is to find a way to come onto the page so that the reader is enshrouded in the ambiance of my voice. I'm trying to use language much in the very same way that a painter or that a musician might use language to promote that buzzy feeling in those who come to my pages.
Gordon Lish's innovative fiction can be sampled in Mourner at the Door, published by Viking, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Knopf editor Gordon Lish is a major presence in modern fiction, and in the literary magazine The Quarterly, Lish publishes many new and innovative writers. In his own fiction, Lish speaks with a highly original voice, as his new book, Mourner at the Door, attests. But as an editor, he does not necessarily seek out writers who sound like him.
Heaven knows there's quite enough of me to keep myself busy, and I am scarcely interested in replicating myself in the pages of The Quarterly or at Knopf.
Gordon Lish believes the story is not as important as the way the story is told.
For grown-ups, all stories have already been heard, and I don't think there are any new stories that we're likely to hear. I think what we are likely to hear, what we need to hear, is the authority, the authenticity of a human heart.
Gordon Lish says readers don't need any more information to manage their lives, but they do need more sensation.
If you look at my stories closely, you'll see that the very first sentence is virtually all of the story, and everything that follows is a kind of dilation of that sentence. It's simply evolving that sentence, elongating it.
One of the more significant stories in Mourner at the Door is called Mr. Goldbaum, clearly about the death and funeral of Lish's father.
Every day of my life since the death of my father, which was 2 years ago, is a day that I contemplate his death. I begin increasingly to see the meaning of that death for me in the meaning of that story.
A Viking published Mourner at the Door by Gordon Lish with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer and editor Gordon Lish is also a longtime teacher of creative writing with a basic message to his students.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell all the truth. Tell every bit of the truth.
By truth, Gordon Lish means that the writer should deliver the authority of his own being, not necessarily the accuracy of the facts.
What you feel, what you know, what you see, what you hear, what you taste, utterly and entirely, and to come to the page with the intention of doing other than that is to come to the page fraudulently, falsely, and uselessly.
In other words, Lish says the writer must be himself.
The great tragedy of most persons who try to take up pencil and paper is that they fancy that the way to do so is to do it either the way a fourth grade teacher has instructed them to do, or secondary school teacher, or Saul Bellow.
There are 27 stories in Gordon Lish's new collection, Mourner at the Door. That one of the stories dealt with excrement, outraged an early reviewer.
It's a story about making art and how art can be contrived out of virtually anything. Indeed, out of the very waste of our own bodies.
The Viking Press published Mourner at the Door. At the same time, the important literary magazine edited by Gordon Lish, The Quarterly, is celebrating its first birthday. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Quarterly is 1 year old. It's a magazine of new American writing published by Vintage Books and found primarily in bookstores. Editor Gordon Lish is justifiably proud of The Quarterly.
It's a magazine which is vigorously and shamelessly concerned to publish those pieces of fiction and poetry and occasional writing to be virtually unwelcome everywhere else.
Gordon Lish, whose own book of short stories, Mourner at the Door, was published by by Viking says the contributors to the Quarterly are mostly young, many in their teens, whose work Litchfield's is significant.
The Quarterly is receiving on the order of 150 to 250 manuscripts of prose and poetry a day. One simply does what he can to make his way through that number of manuscripts.
The Quarterly contains no advertising.
Well, no advertising and no statements of a biographical kind about the contributors. My aim is to waste no space with anything that might be turned over to a poem or turned over to a story.
Lish says it's clear there's less hospitality for serious fiction in the big circulation magazines.
For the most part, young writers are finding their reception almost entirely, either at the publishing houses or with the small presses.
For Gordon Lish, editing the Quarterly is almost like those boom days in the 70s when, as fiction editor for Esquire magazine, he was happily searching out new voices in fiction. Lish's latest book is Mourner at the Door. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Gordon Lish, an influential figure in modern fiction, once supported himself as a disc jockey in places like Amarillo, Texas. But afflicted by the skin disease known as psoriasis, Lish moved to the dry climate of Tucson, where he went to the University of Arizona. As recently as this year, Gordon Lish was in the hospital after another devastating outbreak of psoriasis.
Psoriasis is scarcely to be considered, even in its most horrid terms, a kind of consequential matter in a world where thousands are crying out with every kind of human indignity and pain.
Former fiction editor at Esquire, Gordon Lish is now an editor at Knopf, where he is the founder of the literary magazine known as The Quarterly. His novel, Dear Mr. Capote, about an apparent mass murderer who wants Truman Capote to tell his story, created quite a stir in 1983. While manuscripts pour into Gordon Lish's office, he seems to welcome the task of sifting through them.
We carry two great big satchels around New York, and not infrequently do the bulk of my reading while waiting for dermatologists and so forth.
And Gordon Lish sleeps as little as 1.5 to 2.5 hours a day.
The exhilaration of turning up that which I expect no one else has turned up, finding some piece of writing from someone that no one else knows about, so excites me that I keep at this task without fatigue.
Gordon Lish, a sampling of his own stories, can be found in Mourner at the Door, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.